Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet. Praise God. Is working in the ministry. Praise the Lord. Doing all the good she can. Praise God. And I'm here preaching the gospel here on the prison ministry broadcast. Praise the Lord. It's such a great blessing being able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He concerned about you. He want to make the real change in your life. Make your future brighter than your past. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus of those that's behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. We've been preaching all this month about the Hebrew name Jehovah Kadisi, the Lord that sanctifies. We're going to try to wrap it up on today. So we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. Yes, Jesus wants the people to be sanctified. Because God wants holiness. He wants holiness. He wants accept nothing no less. The devil wants you to be unholy. Because if you be unholy, you're on his side. And people, they want to claim sin. And the devil don't mind you claiming sin. Because you claiming sin, that means you're on the devil's side. But Jesus come to deliver us from sin, save us from sin, so that we can live in this world with victory over the devil. Place the devil where it belongs, that is under your feet. The devil has no right on your back. The devil has no right sitting in your lap. Is any place the devil need to be that is under your feet, where you can stomp on him and bruise his head? And people need to understand, know that. When the Lord save you, he give you victory over sin. Praise God. I'm telling you. Because when Jesus come in you, he bring forth a change. Church people need to be different from the world. You don't supposed to be testifying you got Christ and acting just like the world. That's not being a child of God. That's not being saved. That's being a hypocrite. You heard me? Praise God. And you cannot go to heaven being a hypocrite. But you must be boned again to make it to the kingdom of God. Praise God. We talked about Nicodemus. How that Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. Now, praise God. He was a religious man and still an educated man. He still didn't understand what sanctification was. Being a new birth is. And you got people today got theological degrees, whatever, and still he can't understand about sanctification through the blood of Jesus. Getting that out of nature, out of sin out. They think they got to keep it the rest of their life. But I got news to let you know, Jesus come to root that thing out of you. So, amen, because you can't go to heaven with that out of nature in you. People got to understand, know that. The water cannot take it out. Regardless to how you were baptized, whether you're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, whether you're baptized in Jesus' name, amen, the water cannot take out that Adam nature of sin. But there's only one thing that can take it out. Like people sing that song, what can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that can take out that Adam nature of sin out of us. The blood of Jesus, praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So, like I said, after you repent and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, and Lord, forgive you, you'll be baptized in water. You need to get up from that water, go get up from that water, go to the altar, to Calvary, and say, Lord, sanctify me through the blood. Pray that prayer to the Lord, breathe in your soul and sanctify you wholly. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And people, amen. And then you sing that song, I got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted from the Lord. Praise God. People, amen, ask me, I want the Holy Ghost. How can you get the Holy Ghost? You still got the Adam nature of sin in you. You first got to get the Adam nature of sin out. Once you get the Adam nature of sin out, then you'll be a candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. The Holy Ghost comes in a clean vessel. Amen. You can't put new wine in old bottles. The bottle got to first get purged to be made brand new. Because new wine goes in new bottles. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I know I preach strong. I preach like thunder and lightning. Praise God. Let me hear a song of praise coming from the clock, sisters. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you, I preach so you can live. You hear me? Live with Jesus. Eternal life. Live. Praise God. Live in holiness and righteousness. Glory to God. Let's hear this song of praise.
Living this kind of life. I'm living a blessed life. I like living.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. I love living this type of life. That's why I love to come on radio preaching the gospel. Amen. Because I live what I preach. I preach what I live. Praise God. Because it's a beautiful life serving the Lord. It's the best life you can live. Serving the Lord. Amen. Living for Jesus is the best life you can live. Out there in sin, you think you're having a so-called good time, but you got consequences. You got to act. You got, amen, all that stuff going on. But Jesus will help you when you save. Through your tests and trials, the Lord will help you. So it's a good life serving the Lord. Amen. Living for Jesus is a wonderful life to live. Praise God. Let's go to the Word of God. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The Lord wants our bodies to be holy. That is to sanctify. When you are sanctified, you're meet for the master's use. The Lord can't use nobody that's in sin because you're unholy. But the Lord wants you to be holy. That's why I preach it. Being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Being sanctified holy. So that you'll be ready to be used by the Lord. Amen. People talking about the preacher, apostle. Amen. Going back, falling into using drugs and things of that nature. That's because they never got delivered. But when the Lord saved you and set you free, you won't go back in that world no more. How can you help somebody get off of drugs when you mess with drugs yourself? I'm telling you, if you got a drug problem yourself, how can you help somebody else get off of drugs? But it's time for people to get delivered. When you get delivered, you don't have no desire to go back on there and mess with that world no more. Call Jesus make the change. I said, Jesus, make the change. Praise God. Amen. I can't help you out the ditches. I'm in the ditch myself. I'm telling you. But the Lord delivered me so I can tell you how to come out of sin. Because I came out of sin. Praise God. The Lord wants us to get out of sin and stay out of sin. Praise God. I'm telling you. And be able to serve the Lord. Present your body as a living sacrifice unto God. Holy. Which is acceptable unto God. God loves holiness. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what the Lord said. That's written in the Bible. Praise God. Amen. That's written in the Bible. You see, I'm a Bible preacher. Praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Peter 1:16. In your Bible. 1 Peter 1:16. Praise God. Because like I said, I'm a Bible preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Like I told y'all in an earlier broadcast, the Lord is not going to ask nobody about their church religion. I don't get on radio and fight religions because the Lord is not going to ask nobody about your church religion. What he wants to know, are you sanctified through the blood? Are you holy? You see, holiness, sanctification go hand in hand. So are you holy? You must answer that question. Now, if you're not holy, I got a question for you. How are you going to get into heaven being unholy? You sure can't throw no religion up in God's face. Because he's not going to want to hear that. Talking about I'm a member of some church. The Lord wants you to know, are you holy? He wants to know that. The Lord is looking for holiness. Praise God. If you want to go to heaven, you must be holy. Amen. I'm blasting on radio so people can understand and know that. There's no need to waste time in some church that's not holy. They don't preach holiness. Praise God. One preacher talking about, one guy was talking about holiness. He sent him up the street. Amen. Because, amen, he had to think whether or not he was preaching holiness. Every 9 times out of 10, he must not was preaching holiness. He got to think whether he was preaching holiness or not. Praise God. I'm telling you. Because when you are holy, it carries a sign. You heard me? It carries a sign. When you are holy, you will live according to the word of God. You will walk every day in the word of God, keeping his commandment. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The false prophets telling you, you can't keep the commandment. That's the devil talking. You heard me? But Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what he said. Praise the Lord. Praise God. When you are holy, you'll walk in the word of God every day. You'll walk in the word every day. I'm telling you, you will. You'll walk in the word every day. Praise God. He sang that song, I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Praise God. Amen. Amen. When you walk with the King, you walk in the word of God every day. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now, praise the Lord. The word of God say, praise God. Amen. In Romans, the 12th chapter in the 2nd verse, and be not conformed unto this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. That's what he said. Praise the Lord. Now y'all read to know the Bible. Be ye transformed. That means be changed. Be changed. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's time to be changed. Transform means changed. When the Lord changed you, you're not like the world. Praise God. You're not like the world. Amen. Let's hear another song. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning from the front. Praise God. As we wrap the message up. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. That's the front, talking about we are under him, talking about under the Lord. Amen. As we wrap the message up, talking about Jesus being, as the word of God said, the Hebrew name, Jehovah Kadisi, the Lord that sanctifies. And the Lord is the one that sanctifies. Praise God. So, amen. So, trust that you were blessed with listening to the message all this month. Pray God. If you have any questions about it, you can always shoot me a message on my website. I'll be glad to answer it for you. Those of you that's incarcerated can write me about anything concerning what I preach. And I'll be glad to explain it to you. Praise God. Because we need to get an understanding of what we're talking about. Praise the Lord. To help to bless your soul. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we wrap the message up. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the message. All this month, we've been preaching about, amen, Jehovah Kadisi, the Lord that sanctifies. Look on and be with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I will live for you. I won't sin no more. Lord, forgive them of their sin. Blot out their transgression. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Lord, put that joy in their peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Lord, let them know the power of God will set them free for what the enemy got them tied to. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival bring out in the churches, that the folks may get it like the Bible said. So be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, let the preachers get it like the Bible said. So they be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, go and Lord, touch the prisoners. Lord, touch the people out there in the free world. Lord, let them get ready to be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance. Amen. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. Many activities on our website, Heaven Bound Twain website. It'll bless your soul real good. Kids can be blessed with the activity page for kids. Bible games, Bible puzzles. Links to Bible games and puzzles. Bible stories to bless the children that they learn about the Word of God. All of it on the Heaven Bound Train website. You can click on it many times as you want to. Praise God. Those of you that's incarcerated can write out men's for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Praise God. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material called Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. I'm telling you. Now, praise the Lord. It's a blessing. We've been with the Heaven Bound Train broadcast, been coming on this radio station. The 30-minute version of it was coming on for a while. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for our church ministry that's expanding. So with our church ministry expanding, starting in September, the Power from Heaven radio broadcast will come on in this place on next Sunday, starting at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning on WHAP 1340. So, praise God. Get ready to hear another part of our ministry, the Trial in the Fire Church, Power from Heaven radio broadcast will begin again here on this station starting in September. Amen. Praise God. 8 o'clock. Amen. Sunday morning. So get ready for that powerful, amen, broadcast. And those of you that's incarcerated that enjoy our Heaven Bound Train ministry, write us. Let us know. Then we can make take a study and see, can we put a 15-minute Heaven Bound Train program in your area? So, amen. Those of you that are listening to our broadcast, enjoy our prison ministry broadcast, write us. Let us know so we can do a study about it. We'd be glad to do so. So, to next broadcast, amen, to our next broadcast, which our brand new broadcast will begin in September. May God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Because if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. May God bless you. Praise God. God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train.